Title: Live Finger Drumming Jungle Fills Beginner. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're going to do something that instantly makes your drum and bass feel more alive. Live Finger Drumming Jungle Style Fills inside Ableton Live. Think chopped breaks, fast little snare moments, tiny amen bursts but played, not painstakingly drawn in for hours. And we're keeping it beginner friendly. Simple pad layout, a drum rack that actually makes sense, and a workflow where you can record a bunch of quick takes, tighten them up, and drop them straight into an arrangement. We'll work around 174 BPM, which is a sweet spot for modern D&B, but everything here works from about 165 to 175. First, what you're building. By the end, you'll have one drum rack that covers your core one-shots, a row of break slices you can speak jungle with, and a couple of effects hits for transitions. And more importantly, you'll have a repeatable method to perform one-bar fills and two-bar big switch fills that actually sound like jungle and not like generic trap rolls pasted into a D&B project. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track. Drop a drum rack onto it. Then set global quantization to 1 bar, so when you're launching or recording clips, they loop cleanly. Turn on the metronome, and set a 1 bar count-in. That count-in is huge because at this tempo, you want your hands to get one full bar to lock in before recording starts. Now we're going to build a beginner-friendly pad layout. The goal is simple. Your most important hits should live right next to each other, where your hands will naturally return without thinking. Here's the suggested layout. On the lowest row, put kick on C1, snare on D1, closed hat on E1, and open hat or ride on F1. Then a crash on G1, and if you want, a reverse or noise hit on A1. Why this layout works? Kick and snare are your home base, so they sit on the lowest two pads. Your hands find them automatically under pressure, which is exactly what you want when you're trying to perform a fill at 174 BPM without panicking. Now, the jungle part. Slicing a break into playable pads. Grab a break sample. Amen works. Think works. Anything with character works. Drag it into simpler. Switch simpler to slice mode. Set slicing to transients, then adjust sensitivity until you get around 8 to 16 slices. For beginners, 8 slices is plenty. Then hit slice to drum rack. Ableton will generate a new drum rack full of slices. Now here's the key move. Reorganize those slice pads so they land on one neat row, like C2 through B2. You want your break slices in a predictable line so your muscle memory builds quickly. At this point, you've got the raw ingredients. Next, we tighten the rack, so it plays like jungle instead of turning into a messy sample pile. Go to each break slice pad and open it simpler. Set it to trigger mode, not gate. Trigger means one tap gives you a consistent hit, which is exactly what you want when you're doing fast fills. Then set voices to 1. This is a big deal. One voice means mono playback, so slices don't overlap into a blurry wash when you roll quickly. While you're there, turn on the filter inside Simpler. Choose an LP24 low-pass filter, and start with a cutoff around 8 to 12kHz. Leave it fairly bright for now, but know that in drum and bass, a slightly darker break often sits better behind modern one-shots. You can always brighten later, but harsh breaks will punish your ears fast. Now let's put a basic processing chain on the whole drum rack track, just to keep things controlled. Add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30hz to cut rumble that you don't need. If it feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400hz. Don't overdo it, just a little cleanup. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just to make the rack feel like one instrument. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. If it starts spiking, enable soft clip. The idea is not destroy the drums, it's make them feel confident and unified. Now we're ready to perform. Create a MIDI clip by double-clicking an empty clip slot. Set it to 1 bar. Arm the track and record. Here's a simple fill idea that already sounds legit. Keep a steady hat pulse on the closed hat, E1. Tap 8th notes. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4 on D1. That's your anchor. Then in the last half of the bar, add just 2 to 4 break slices from your C2 to B2 row. And here's a teacher tip that will save you immediately. Think an anchor plus decoration. The anchor is what the listener latches onto, usually the backbeat snare or a consistent hat pulse. The decoration is your break slices and FX. If your fill feels messy, it's usually because your anchor disappeared too early, and now the listener has no reference point. Another tip that makes this much easier: use a two-hand job approach. Let your non-dominant hand keep the time, usually hats or the snare anchor. Let your dominant hand handle break slices and FX. When one hand is responsible for the clock, your timing gets tighter instantly. And for a beginner vocabulary boost, limit yourself to 4 slices at first. Pick 4 pads that feel like kickish, snareish, hetish, and one weird one. Get musical with just those 4. Jungle is often about reordering iconic hits, not using every slice you have every bar. Okay, you recorded a take. Let's tighten it without killing the vibe. Open the clip. Select all the notes. Quante settings. Choose 16th notes, but don't set it to 100%. Use about 50 to 70%. That keeps your performance feeling human while still cleaning up the obvious rushes and drags. Then, if you want a little extra movement, add groove. Open the groove pool and try swing 16-65 or an MPC-style groove. Apply it lightly, like 10 to 30%. In DNB you need tightness, but in jungle you also want a little push-pull. Groove is how you get that without manually nudging everything for an hour. Now let's add some instant jungle flavor with a couple easy MIDI tricks. First, the manual stutter. Pick one slice, usually something snare-ish, and for the last little bit of the bar, add a very short burst of fast notes. A classic beginner way, do 30-second notes just for the last 8th note of the bar. It's a quick BRRT that screams jungle without turning the whole bar into a machine gun. Second, the flam effect. Duplicate a snare hit and place the duplicate slightly before the main snare, like 10 to 25 milliseconds early. Lower the velocity of the early hit. This gives you that realistic double strike feel, and it's insanely effective right before a transition. Third, velocity shaping. This is not optional if you want it to sound performed. Think of velocity as your mixing knob while playing. If the slices are too loud, don't reach for EQ first. Just play them 10 to 20 velocity points lower. Keep ghost notes around 30 to 70 velocity, and accents around 100 to 120. Make the last one or two hits before the downbeat intentional accents, because that's what sells the we are landing feeling. And here is a micro timing trick beginners can actually control. Instead of shifting tons of notes, try pushing just the last slice hit of the fill slightly late. Just a few milliseconds. It creates that falling into the drop feeling while staying on the grid overall. Now, let's turn your fill into something you can actually use in a track. In drum and bass arrangement, fills are often placed with simple logic. Every 8 bars, a small 1 bar fill to keep energy moving. Every 16 bars, a bigger fill to signal a section change. And right before the drop, you do a fill that creates contrast. Maybe a little silence, then a burst, then a crash into the drop. Try this 2-bar drop entry idea. Bar 1 is mostly normal groove. Bar 2, remove the kick for the first half of the bar so the energy pulls back. Then do a break slice flurry. Then hit a big snare on the last beat and a crash into the drop. Workflow-wise, don't obsess over getting one perfect performance. Record 4 to 8 takes into separate clips. Then keep the best moments. If you find a clean 1 or 2 bar region, consolidate it and drag it into arrangement at your transition points. If you want a super practical practice mode, enable MIDI clip loop recording and overdub the same 1 bar clip for a minute. You'll catch happy accidents. The moment you land something good, crop the clip to keep only the best bar. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't overquantize to 100%. It gets stiff fast. Keep it at 50 to 70. Don't layer too much. If your kick, snare, hats, and a ton of slices are all firing, it becomes noise. Leave space. Don't forget mono control. If slices overlap endlessly, it's going to smear. Voices equals one on slices is your friend. Don't ignore velocities. Flat velocity equals lifeless fill. And don't let your fill ruin beat one. Your job is to deliver the listener into the next bar, not trip them right at the landing. Now a few pro style tips if you want darker, heavier DNB vibes. Band limit your break. Add an auto filter and low pass around 7 to 10 kHE with a touch of resonance. That tucks the break behind your main drums. Try parallel distortion carefully. Create a return with saturator, EQ to tame harshness around 3 to 6 kHE. Then glue. Send your slices lightly, like 10 to 25%. Controlled aggression, not chaos. For depth, use a short room reverb, not a long wash. Decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high pass inside the reverb around 300 to 600 Hz. Use it as a return so you can keep it subtle. If your fills get too spiky, drum bus can help. A bit of drive. Adjust damp to darken. Don't overcrunch unless you're going for a specific texture. And one more production trick. Once you perform a great fill, resample it to audio. Add tiny fades, compress or saturate a bit more aggressively, maybe reverse just the last eighth note for a transition effect. Audio fills often sit in a mix faster than raw MIDI. Now let's do a mini 10-minute exercise to lock this in. Set a timer for 2 minutes, record 5 takes of a 1-bar fill, with a strict rule, only 2 to 4 slice hits total. This forces clarity. For 3 minutes, record 5 takes of a 2-bar fill, with a rule, include 1 flam and 1 short 30-second stutter. For 3 minutes, pick the best take of each, quantize to 16th notes at 60%, then add a groove at 20%. For 2 minutes, drop them into arrangement. Put the 1-bar fill every 8 bars, and the 2-bar fill right before a drop marker. Your goal is simple. Transitions that feel clean and energetic, like real jungle movement. Not random fill spam. Let's recap what you can do now. You built a drum rock with core hits plus a sliced break. You set slices to trigger and mono voice so they perform cleanly. You recorded short clips and tightened them with partial quantize and groove. You added jungle character with stutters, flams, dynamics, and a little micro timing. And you learned where to place fills in an arrangement so they actually support the track. 8-bar and 16-bar logic, plus pre-drop impact. If you tell me what you're playing on, like push, an MPD, launchbed, a MIDI keyboard, or even just laptop keys, and tell me what substyle you're aiming for, like classic jungle, rollers, jump up, or neuro, I can suggest an ideal pad map and 3 beginner fill patterns tailored to your setup.